KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking high school sports from last night, first in girls high school softball play and Hawkeye 10 Conference action. Atlantic avenged its Hawkeye 10 Conference earlier season loss in a big way, 10-0 in five innings over Denison Sleswig last night. They were determined from the start. Olivia Engler threw a one-hitter with 12 strikeouts in that five-inning contest. She also belted a pair of home runs and knocked in five in that contest last night. Alyssa Derby had a couple of doubles and three runs scored as Atlantic made quick work of the Monarchs last night. Also in Hawkeye 10 Conference play, it was Harlan over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 12-1. Creston beat Shenandoah 11-2 and Underwood over St. Albert 2-0. In Western Iowa Conference girls softball, Morgan Heine had four hits, including a couple of doubles, helping Riverside outscore East Mills 13-8. Also Trainer edging Tri-Center 2-1. In Rolling Valley Conference girls softball last night, Cam, a 14-3 winner over Glidden-Ralston. Exira EHK downing Arweva 7-3. Bowyer Valley beat IKM Manning 15-8. Woodbine over Coon Rapids Baird 4-1. West Harrison beat Whiting 7-0. In Pride of Iowa Conference play last night, Georgia Holiday had nine strikeouts and allowed no hits as Nottoway Valley picked up a 10-0 win over Orient Maxburg. Lennox beat Fremont Mills 6-0. Sheraton over Central Decatur 9-6. Martinsdale St. Mary's 1-0 over Southeast Warren. Also last night it was ACGC defeating Southwest Valley 10-1 in girls softball play. In boys baseball action last night locally in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Underwood over Shenandoah 17-7, Sioux City East beating Harlan 6-3. In Western Iowa Conference play, Tri-Center jumped out quick with 10 runs in the first inning. In a 14-2 win over Trainer last night, Justin Weirs had three hits, including a homer and five knocked in for the Trojans. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Cam, a 14-0 winner over Glidden-Ralston. Lane Speaker with a homer, a single, and three runs scored in that one. Connor McKee allowed only three hits and struck out eight on the mound to pick up the win. Exira EHK outscored Arweva 10-8 last night. Bowyer Valley beating IKM Manning in eight innings, 7-6. Coon Rapids Baird, 8-3 winners over Woodbine. West Harrison beat Whiting 11-0. In Pride of Iowa Conference play, Nottoway Valley beat Orient Maxburg 23-4. Lennox over Fremont Mills 9-0. Central Decatur beat Melcher Dallas 13-2. It was Martinsdale St. Mary's over Southeast Warren 8-3. And Mount Air beating Earlham by a 10-0 final. At the College World Series, Vanderbilt, a walk-off run in a different fashion last night as Stanford pitcher Brendan Beck sailed a wild pitch high to the backstop, and that allowed Spencer Jones to score from third base as Vanderbilt picks up a 6-5 win last night. Enrique Bradfield Jr. had just driven in the tying run in the bottom of the ninth after the Commodores played from behind all night. Stanford had a 4-0 advantage early in the game, but did leave a total of 11 runners stranded, including bases loaded in the fourth and eighth innings. The reigning national champion Commodores survived to face North Carolina State in the semifinals now on Friday. One game on the slate for today, that's an elimination game tonight at 6 o'clock as Texas will face off against Virginia in Omaha. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Cardinals ended up getting swept in that short two-game series in Detroit as the Tigers pick up a 6-2 win over St. Louis in a game heard here on KJAN yesterday. Nolan Arenado had a home run, his 14th of the season, and Tommy Edman also knocked in a run for the Redbirds yesterday. John Gant got the start. He walked four and allowed three runs in three innings as he falls to 4-6 with that loss yesterday. The Cards are now two games under .500. Cards will be in action again tonight as they'll open up a series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll have it for you tonight. 6:20 is the pregame start time, and 7:15 is tonight's first pitch. The Royals came up short in a back and forth with the Yankees as it was the Yankees coming up a winner in that contest. KC did lead 3-2 in the eighth inning. The Royals rallied in the ninth for two on and a bases loaded walk and an infield RBI by Ryan O'Hearn, but Greg Holland couldn't hang on to the lead as the Yankees come up with that victory. Royals fall to six games under .500. Elsewhere in baseball, White Sox beat the Pirates by a final of 4-3. Nationals over the Phillies 13-12. Brewers beat the Diamondbacks 3-2. Giants over the Angels in 13 innings 9-3. Rockies beat the Mariners 5-2. Orioles fall to the Astros 13-0. Rays beat the Red Sox 8-2. Mets over over the Braves 7-3. The Blue Jays beat the Marlins 3-1. Rangers over the A's 5-3. Padres beat the Dodgers 5-3 yesterday. The Iowa State men's basketball team is set to face Missouri in the Big 12 SEC Challenge coming up this coming January 29th. The Cyclones are 3-5 in that Big 12 SEC Challenge, which began in 2013. Iowa State's last victory in the series came during the 2018-19 season when they beat number 20 Ole Miss. This will be the first time Iowa State has hosted a Big 12 SEC Challenge game at Hilton Coliseum since the 2017-18 season. The Cyclones and Tigers will meet for the 236th time, with Missouri owning a 150-85 lead in that all-time series. The ninth annual event will consist of 10 games, as every Big 12 member faces 10 programs from the Southeastern Conference. Big 12 teams are 44-35 in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. The Big 12 has a yearly challenge record of 4-2-2, with wins in 2014, 15, 16, and 19. The series this year includes Missouri at Iowa State, also Baylor at Alabama, Kentucky at Kansas, Kansas State at Ole Miss, Oklahoma at Auburn, Oklahoma State at Florida, LSU at TCU, Tennessee at Texas, Mississippi State at Texas Tech, and West Virginia will play at Arkansas in this year's challenge. Well, the Drake women's basketball team has a commitment from in-state. Brooklyn Daly of Southeast Polk High School has committed to the Drake Bulldogs program. Daly averaged nearly 11 points, 4 rebounds, and over 2 assists a game this past season. The Des Moines Register reported that Daly also had some interest from Iowa, St. Thomas, and several other schools as well. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz believes additional compensation for college players is a positive development, even though he's not sure how the changes will affect the Hawkeye program. The U.S. Supreme Court handed athletes a victory by overturning an NCAA rule limiting education-related compensation for college players. Name, image, and likeness legislation has already been approved in several states, which allows athletes to make money off of their name.
That's going to be one more challenge. I think a huge challenge for everybody in life, especially college student athletes, is time management. This is going to be one more thing to deal, you know, try to factor in. And I got a feeling it may be a little bit more attractive than maybe a, you know, a rhetoric class or Western civilization. So I'm just guessing. So, that, you know, those are some of the battles that you run.
Ferentz says there have been positive changes for players in recent years and says the changes are coming quickly and it'll force programs to adjust.
I know in my case and probably our coaching staff's case, we're going to be really leaning on people that do understand the ins and outs of this. And it's like everything, you know, any changes that come along, you try to navigate it and do it as best you can for given your institution. It's probably going to be different everywhere in the country, be my guess.
And also, Iowa Western Community College has announced the hiring of Shane Larson as their next director of athletics. Larson, who makes the transition from Cowley, Kansas College, will lead a nationally renowned Reaver athletic program that features 21 sports and more than 700 student athletes. That's Check of Sports here this morning.